I'm joined by Human Rights Watch's Emergency Director, Peter Burkhardt. You've got some news on Syrian army defectors.
Yes, we saw some news on the Syrian state news service on Monday saying that 17 Syrian soldiers had been killed in an ambush near the Turkish border. So we started following up with our sources inside Syria exactly what has happened. And it appears that on Sunday morning, a group of about 35 defectors were trying to make their way towards the Turkish border. They were staying in a village called Rumele, and at about 4 o'clock in the morning on Sunday, they were detected by loyalist forces who attacked them. A big group of loyalist forces came in about 15 cars and attacked them. They then fled again towards the Turkish border, where they were attacked near the border by two Syrian helicopters. So we believe most of the casualties from this incident, the 17 claimed casualties by Syrian state television, were actually defecting soldiers trying to flee to Turkey.
You say believed, you know, what evidence is there for that?
Well, we've spoken to people who are from this area. They're local protest leaders, and they gave us a very detailed account of this incident. They also said that four of the defectors actually crossed the border into Turkey and were taken into the custody of the Turkish army. So it does seem that the accounts we've received from different people in this area are quite consistent, suggesting another large-scale defection from the Syrian army.
You produced a report at the weekend based on interviews with members of the security forces that's found that many of them had been ordered to shoot protesters, and some talked of being ordered to shoot soldiers who refused to fire on protesters. Does this incident give further evidence to back that up?
Yes, we have now interviewed eight soldiers and four members from the other security agencies who've defected, and they all gave very consistent accounts of being told to go to different towns where they were told they would be fighting terrorists and other extremists, and then upon arrival being ordered to shoot on unarmed protesters. And those who refused to join in the shooting on the unarmed protesters were often killed. We have eyewitness accounts from both civilians as well as soldiers describing such killings of soldiers who refused to fire on unarmed protesters. So it's quite a brutal picture.
You said that 35 people soldiers were fleeing in this incident. What's the, you know, how reliable is that information?
Well, we know that there have been large-scale defections in Jisr al-Shagur, which is the province just near the Turkish border. You may recall that a few weeks ago, the Syrian authorities claimed that 120 security personnel were killed in Jisr al-Shagur, the capital of Idlib province. According to the eyewitness testimonies that we collected, those also included many defecting soldiers. Basically, an argument broke out with different security agencies in Jisr al-Shagur about refusing to shoot on protesters, and a big gun battle took over for several days. The Syrian authorities effectively lost control of Idlib province exactly over this issue of soldiers and other security officers refusing to fire on unarmed protesters.
A lot of analysts, Syria analysts, say that Assad can rely on the loyalty of the army. Do you think that's beginning to crumble a bit now?
Well, we must understand that the army and other security agencies have been engaged in the killing of unarmed protesters now for almost 3 months, which is a picture very different from what we saw in Egypt and Tunisia and Yemen, as well as Libya. In all of those other cases, in the case of Egypt and Tunisia, the army simply refused from day one to fire on unarmed protesters. And in the case of Libya and Yemen, as soon as elements of the army fired on protesters, other sections of the army defected. Syria is the exception because many elements of the army, especially the elite units such as the 4th Division, have stayed loyal to Assad. But certainly that is starting to crumble. And we are seeing both elements from the army, many conscripted soldiers who are young, mostly Sunni young men, defecting, but also elements from even the military intelligence and political security finally starting to balk at this massive wave of killings, which does continue up to today.
Is this wishful thinking on the part of activists?
No, I think the evidence certainly shows on the ground that there are increasing defections. We are seeing defections taking place all over the country. And the numbers of people involved, for example, in this latest incident on Sunday, the 35 defectors who were moving towards the Turkish border, we're not talking about single individuals anymore. We're talking about significant units refusing orders to continue to shoot unarmed protesters. Certainly, there are still many elements of the military which remain loyal. And the fear is that, as in Libya, that it could now evolve into gun battles between loyalist and defecting soldiers, which would only add to the bloodshed and would also deepen the sectarian divides, which are already running quite high in some parts of Syria.
Is there a pattern to the defections? Are there particular units that are the more mutinous than others?
Well, we had always expected that some of the regular conscripted soldiers who are young men between 18 and 20, that they would be among the first to defect because many are from poor Sunni communities. They often are deployed in their own home areas, while some of the more elite units, especially the 4th Regiment, which is commanded by Maher al-Assad, the brother of the president, are much more loyalist. But we have been surprised to see also some defections from some of the more elite security services, particularly from the military intelligence, which was considered quite loyalist. So certainly these pressures are starting to build up. Soldiers and security officers do not want to fire on unarmed protesters. They feel that they have been misled on many occasions. And order is now being enforced through the execution of soldiers who refuse orders to shoot.
Okay, Peter, thank you very much.
Thank you.